We're joined now by Wyoming's new occupational epidemiologist, Max Sewell. He's tasked with helping the state improve workplace safety. That's been a topic of discussion for some time, since Wyoming has one of the highest rates of workplace deaths in the nation. Sewell is currently the state epidemiologist in New Mexico, and he says there he's worked extensively on issues such as infectious diseases and drunk driving. He says he's not sure yet what will be first on his agenda here in Wyoming.
Until I get on the job, I'll be working for the executive, and I'm sure they'll have some marching orders for me. So I don't want to be too presumptuous about what they'll have me doing. I know based on the interviews that this position obviously is high profile, and it would be my recommendation that the state and that the Department of Workforce Services get their arms around the occupational fatalities, and then try to start getting a better grasp of the injuries, through some of the claims databases that exist. I'm going to have a steep learning curve and having to rely on a number of folks in different agencies for their help and cooperation. So I'm sure it's going to be a challenge, and that part I think I would enjoy.
And obviously, occupational injury, workplace safety has been a big issue here in Wyoming for a while. We've got one of the highest rates of workplace fatalities in the country. And that's actually one of the main things that the last state epidemiologist did, was to start looking at why that rate is so high and what could potentially be done about it. And he concluded that there's basically a lack of a culture of safety in Wyoming. That was his conclusion after doing a fairly lengthy report. What kind of things do you see that could be done to sort of fix that?
I can probably answer that better in a few months when I have been on the job and have really gotten acquainted with the data. And I'm also going to be talking with some colleagues, people that I know around the country that have more expertise in this area than I have. I do think that there's some things that I've read online about where there was a need for primary seatbelt enforcement. I gather that was tried and failed in the legislature, and I would at least hope that there would be a political climate to try that again. I sort of would put that in the category of what I'd call low-hanging fruit. In Dr. Ryan's report, he talked about half of the fatalities were transportation-related, so again, many of those, I'm sure, are on the highway. We were able in New Mexico, and again, this is not something I take credit for. We had a variety of organizations that helped to get seatbelt usage rates up dramatically in New Mexico. We actually have usage rates up in the 90 percentile range, which is rather remarkable. I think there should be an expectation that this is not likely to turn around quickly in 6 months or a year. It's going to take some time. But I do hope that I can help influence some policy changes, both with the legislature and the private sector, that can move the needle in the right direction.
At this point, it seems that the governor and the legislature are taking more of a carrot approach rather than a stick approach to dealing with occupational safety, with workplace safety. They're urging companies to go for voluntary safety inspections, things like that. In your experience working in New Mexico, what's your take on that? Are you able to accomplish, turn major things around with just voluntary measures, or is stricter enforcement usually needed?
I think it probably needs a combination of those things, and I gather that the plan that was decided upon by the executive and the legislature was to add six new staff on the OSHA side, five in the consultation side where they have the voluntary reviews, and then one in the compliance section, which is where they actually issue citations and fines. And so I hope to be helpful in this process. I have a lot to learn, and I look forward to working with folks in Wyoming.
Well, thanks so much.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. That was Dr. Max Sewell. He'll be starting as Wyoming's new occupational epidemiologist in July.